Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Paul, a servant of God and an apostle of Jesus Christ, according to the faith of God's elect and the acknowledging of the truth which is after godliness, in hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began. Titus 1:1-2. Eternal life is the hope of God's elect. The elect are those who have acknowledged the truth and have surrendered themselves to the service of God. Peter speaks of the elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through sanctification of the Spirit unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:2. The foreknowledge of God the Father simply refers to the plan of eternal redemption that was in the counsel of God before the world was brought into existence. There was a predetermined plan for humanity to be delivered from sin and conformed to the image of His Son, Romans 8:29-30. The elect are called by the gospel and justified by the blood of Jesus Christ. Whom He called, them He also justified, Romans 8:30. The elect are God's chosen due to foreknowledge, sanctification, obedience, and blood. Those who answer the call of the gospel are blessed with the hope of eternal life. Following a discussion of baptism into the death of Jesus Christ, whereby one becomes free from sin, becoming the servants of righteousness, the inspired writer says, "The gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord," Romans 6:23. Eternal life is a gift for faithful service. Eternal life is the anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast, Hebrews 6:19. The Apostle John wrote that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life, John 3:36. Herein lies the great choice facing every mortal, eternal life or eternal death. Eternal life is God's promise, and God is faithful to every promise. God does not lie, for a lie would violate His very character. God is not a man that He should lie, neither the Son of Man that He should repent. Hath He not said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good? Numbers 23:19. As we journey upon the earth, we know that one day we shall die. But by the good favor of God, promised to His elect, is a place where we shall live on. Whosoever liveth and believeth in Me shall never die. Believest thou this? John 11:26. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.